Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We welcome in now Tim Zimmer, our NASCAR report. And I don't want to get in the way, so I'll turn you right over to the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, for the NASCAR report. Go ahead, Bobby.
Now, Tim, looking at the race in New Hampshire, Brad Keselowski, I know you're a big Brad Keselowski fan. I hear you mention that name a lot of times. He won in New Hampshire Motor Speedway on Sunday, his third victory of the NASCAR season, the 33rd of his career. Boy, they were kind of Brad Keselowski, Denny Hamlin, swapping stage wins. And they had a lead combined 18 times before Keselowski, who was in the contract year for Team Penske. So you could talk about that also. They were kind of going back and forth, and a big win for him. And just talk about how that race unfolded.
Yeah, it was kind of surprising because I wasn't a guy who I thought going into that race thought Keselowski would have the speed. I mean, he's won two races before this, and he hasn't really shown like the elite speed like Kevin Harvick and Denny Hamlin has all season. But for some reason, something clicked on that racetrack, and Brad Keselowski and Denny Hamlin were basically far better than everyone else in that racetrack. We had a few guys like Joey Logano, Ryan Blaney, and Martin Truex that could keep up, but those two guys, they just basically took over the race, and Keselowski picks up his third win of the season. And I mean, it's a good win for him because, like you said, he's in a contract year. And what's Penske gonna do going forward? They have Joey Logano there, who just won a championship 2 years ago. You have Ryan Blaney, who's an up and comer, star in NASCAR. So does Penske keep the former champion in Brad Keselowski, or do they move on to a younger guy? Potentially looking forward long-term. And I know, like I said before on the interview we've done before, Jimmy Johnson is retiring next this season. So that 48 car in the Chevrolet, Hendrick Chevrolet, that's going to be an open spot. I wouldn't be shocked if a guy like Brad Keselowski took over for that 48 car, because that's a big opportunity for him. But then again, it all depends on his loyalty to Penske. So it's a big win for Brad Keselowski, a big win for Penske. I think the Penske cars, like I said, they're them and Kevin Harvick, who drives the Stewart Haas, and basically the Toyotas of Denny Hamlin and Martin Truex. Those have been the studs all season. And that's what I think is going to happen going forward, I guess, the rest of the year, because right now you're looking at Denny Hamlin with 5 wins, you got Kevin Harvick with 4 wins. And now, Keselowski becomes the third driver to win 3 wins this year. I expect Joey Logano, his teammate in Penske, to win a race. And I expect Ryan Blaney, another Penske car, to win a race this year. So, I mean, when it comes down to it, I think it's a two-man race between Hamlin and Harvick right now, and we'll see who takes that next step. But right now it's Brad Keselowski.
Now, Tim, when you look at, like, fans in the stands, I'm looking at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway. The track capacity was 76,000. Now, they were expecting about 12,000 fans to attend. I seen where a spokeswoman said the attendance would not be announced, but it appeared to be about 10% full. Talk about the support of, like, when they do allow fans. Are you pleased with that? Where they're at as far as the fans could be in that number? What is your take on that? Because, when you talk about sports, if you can have fans in the stands, that's the ultimate experience, no matter what you're dealing with. And obviously, NASCAR has been able to do that so far this season at times.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to see fans in the stands for NASCAR. I think NASCAR is one of the only sports right now that I think has fans in the stands right now, because you don't see any in baseball. You don't see any in golf at the moment. Yeah, obviously, you don't see any in soccer and basketball as well. So Yeah, it's good to see fans in the stands. Each racetrack, each state has its own restrictions on whether they allow fans or not. So New Hampshire, they allowed fans. It's a short track, so they were able – fans were able to see a good race. You saw in Bristol. I think Bristol a couple weeks ago was, like, the best time for the fans because it's such a small racetrack that the fans were able to spread out throughout the racetrack and everybody had a good seat. But it's a good thing to have fans back. I think at the end of the day, it doesn't really affect the drivers because they're in their cars doing their own race. But it's also good to see them do burnouts at the end of the race and you have the fans there to celebrate because, you know, you don't want a quiet racetrack when you're going, you know, when you're burning out. I mean, what's the point? I guess fans on TV, but when you have fans there, they're there to see you to celebrate. So it's good to see that.
Now, Tim, what's on the slate this upcoming weekend for NASCAR?
Well, we have this is a surprise. We have a double header this weekend, so we'll have two races in Michigan. We'll have a race on Saturday, which is this 3 o'clock on Saturday, and then on Sunday, I think they're using the same cars, unless you wreck. They'll have another race on Sunday at the exact same time at Michigan Speedway. So we have they'll have two drivers potentially that can have wins this weekend at NASCAR. And come out of here. The interesting thing, they always bring this up about Michigan Speedway, is no Michigan driver born in Michigan has ever won at Michigan Speedway. And that's bad news for Brad Keselowski, who's never won in Michigan Speedway, and Eric Jones. Eric Jones and Brad Keselowski, the two Michigan-born drivers, they've never won here. They're not on my radar this weekend, even though Brad Keselowski just won. But I think a guy like Joey Logano, who's won here three times, a guy like Kevin Harvick, who's also won here three times, I think those are the two guys to target. Also, if you're looking at some guys that have shown late speed lately, I mean, a guy like Martin Truex Jr., he's really, really good. This is a two-mile track. It's not a mile and a half. It's kind of similar to what we saw at Kansas Speedway with the flat surface, just a bigger track. And it's kind of similar to Auto Club Speedway in California. That's also a two-mile track. And you just want to look at guys who are very good at two-mile tracks. You want to see guys who are good at intermediate tracks like Martin Truex. So if I'm looking at guys this weekend, I'm obviously looking at the favorite, Kevin Harvick. But I'm looking at a guy who's won here before, and that's Joey Logano. And I'm also looking at guys who have done well at two-mile tracks, and that's Martin Truex Jr. And a guy who's really, really good at – who's never won here, but he's done really well in the past is Chase Elliott. Chase Elliott has 4 to 5. I think – I don't have it on top of my head, but I know he at least has 4 top 5 finishes here in the last 6 races. So – those are the guys you kind of want to look at, Chase Elliott, Joey Logano, Martin Truex Jr., if you're not looking at your Kevin Harvicks, your Denny Hamlins, or your Brad Keselowskis.
And, you know, Tim, I'm glad you brought that up because you look at New Hampshire, and they were definitely in the thick of things. Martin Truex Jr. was third. I'm looking at Joey Logano was fourth, and Kevin Harvick was fifth. But like you said, you almost expect Denny Hamlin and Kevin Harvick to be in that top five. So it looks like a lot of competition there where you can just look at least a half a dozen drivers that have a great chance to come out on top.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of that race on Sunday, Kevin Harvick actually had the fastest car. He had the freshest tires. The only thing that screwed him over is that he pitted before the caution came out, and he was a lap down when he pitted. So when the caution came out, he had to go to the back of the restart. So he had to make his way back up to the field, which kind of put him at a disadvantage. But if you look at the lap times at the end of the race, Kevin Harvick was coming. He made his way from like 23rd all the way up to fifth place. He just ran out of laps. So a guy like Kevin Harvick is going to be dominant here. He's won 2 of the last 3 races in Michigan. So like I said, he's a dominant factor. Just going back at the race at New Hampshire, like I said, I like a guy like Martin Truex. This guy, he's a former champion 3 years ago. Because Joey Logano won 2 years ago, and he's just improving. And those veteran drivers are the guys you want to look at when it comes to these races, guys that have won championships, and Martin Truex Jr. seems to be that guy. And like you said, Joey Logano, he was one of the best drivers at the beginning of the year, and then the coronavirus hit, and then he kind of struggled. He couldn't figure it out. He was getting a bunch of 25th place finishes. He was wrecking out. He was just falling to the back. But now something clicked the last two races he's finished. I want to say he finished fourth place last week. And then I want to say he finished top 3 in Kansas Speedway. So that's a guy to look at, like I said, this week. But just in general, you have about 10 drivers that every week are probably going to that are probably going to have a chance of winning. And one of those guys who has yet to win is Kyle Busch. We haven't even talked about him, the former champion. I think his wins are coming. I just don't think it's coming this weekend.
Tim Zimmer, great job as always, man. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Bobby.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.